Dresden Dolls at the Colony, which is the most wonderful place to see a show. Thanks for being with us this afternoon.
Yes, thank you. Clubhouse Radio is up next. See ya.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. I'm broadcasting live, and you're listening to Clubhouse Radio on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. And today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and we'll be right back after a song and the weather.
Hello, hello. I'm not where I'm supposed to be. You're missing me, 'cause it makes me feel young. Hello, hello. Last time that I saw your face was recess in second grade, and it made me feel young.
Won't you help me sober up? Growing up, it made me numb, and I wanna feel something again. Won't you help me sober up? All the big kids, they got drunk, and I wanna feel something again. Won't you help me feel something again?
How's it going again? Goodbye, goodbye. I said to my bestest buds, we said that we keep in touch, and we did our best. New friends, we smile at party time, but soon we forget to smile at anything else.
Won't you help me sober up? Growing up, it made me numb, and I wanna feel something again. Won't you help me sober up? All the big kids, they got drunk.
you're missing me, 'cause it makes me feel young. Hello, hello, last time that I saw your face, it was recess in second grade, and it made me feel young.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXE, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Sorry about before. There was a little bit of technical difficulties from the storm, so I was a little bit in and out. The first song you listened to was Thunder by Imagine Dragons, and that song you are just listening to was Sober Up by AJR. And today, I got a great show for you. It's going to be a nice, chill show for a nice, chill... I mean, I say chill, a little bit chaotic thunderstorm right now. I'm not even sure how well I'm broadcasting to your car. Or if you're just listening on your radio at home, that's cool too. Or on the website, wavefarm.org, that's fine. But I'm going to say it one more time. Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. And we'll be right back after the daily news.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Andrea Mako reports for Porcupine Soup that Hunter Town Supervisor Sean Mahoney addressed the Greene County Legislature's Health Services Committee meeting September 6 on behalf of the six other mountaintop supervisors and two mayors, requesting that county officials consider a countywide ambulance system. Mahoney said, and I quote, "This could put all EMS coverage under one umbrella, reducing the cost to municipalities and increasing the effectiveness of our advanced life support and basic life support providers," end quote. A task force for the legislature considered the idea in 2014, but there was not enough support. Now Mahoney wants a new task force. Greene County Emergency Services says EMS agencies were dispatched 8,672 times in 2022, up from 8,284 times in 2021 and 7,323 times in 2020. Legislators Matthew Lavera of Catskill and Harry Linden of Cairo both said they supported the idea of an independent committee to look into the issue. Mahoney said, and I quote, "We need to take a look at the whole picture and figure out if this is the right way, and if not, let's figure out the right way," end quote. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Philip Pantuso reports in the Times Union that on August 6th, the Saugerties Town Board tabled a motion to deny, and I quote, "any and all," end quote, requests and appeals under New York's Freedom of Information Law for records about resignations and retirements in the town and village of Saugerties. The State Committee on Open Government says that, if passed, that would violate state laws governing public records. Towns can block Freedom of Information laws for, and I quote, "an unwarranted invasion of personal privacy," end quote, but cannot create a blanket exception to rights of access for personal records, according to Kristen O'Neill, Assistant Director of the State Committee on Open Government. She said, and I quote, "In our opinion, a policy to deny any and all FOIL requests and FOIL appeals pertaining to records of resignations and retirements without conducting a review of each of the relevant records to determine whether disclosure would, in each instance, constitute an unwarranted invasion of privacy is inconsistent with an agency's obligations under the law," end quote. Less than a month ago, Saugerties Police Chief Joseph Sinagra retired. At the time, he was suspended while the Ulster County District Attorney's Office investigated sexual assault and harassment allegations against an officer and the department's handling of those allegations. Socrates council member Mike Arvino would not say whether the issue was about Sinagra, but did say, and I quote, "As far as releasing these records, if we set a precedent, it might impact future communications. We're protecting employees' confidentiality," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Diane Pinero Zucker reports in the Daily Freeman that the activist group Scenic Hudson held a press conference with Representative Mark Molinaro, a Republican, and Representative Pat Ryan, a Democrat, September 7th at Stone Ridge Orchard in Ulster County in support of the Farm Bill. The congressional legislation is reintroduced and adopted every 5 years, including this one. Julie Tye, president of the New York League of Conservation Voters, said, and I quote, "This is an opportunity we get every 5 years to make sure we're supporting healthy food for all people. We're uplifting rural communities and economies and securing good water quality and addressing those challenges posed by climate change," end quote. Molinaro, who represents the 19th Congressional District, said, and I quote, "We are in the midst of one of the most important American policies in our lifetime. We are facing, farmers know this firsthand, some significant challenges," end quote. Ryan, who represents the 18th Congressional District, explained how difficult it will be to get the Farm Bill passed. And I quote, "It's going to require, on a personal level, folks like Mark and I coming together and saying, how do we get this over the line? It's a 5-seat margin in a divided government. It's going to take those personal connections to bring the seriousness we need to get this over the line," end quote. Much of the Farm Bill is about helping poor people get enough nutrition. Molinaro complained that some states are, and I quote, "really good at processing payments and less good at empowering independence," end quote. Ryan, on the other hand, said the Farm Bill, and I quote, "is a bill in which we decide who goes hungry in the country and who doesn't. And that is a point of significant debate," end quote, between Democrats and Republicans. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, September 8th. Local early morning temperatures range from 63 degrees in Tannersville to 67 in Red Hook. Regional average soil temperature is 75 degrees. Pollen levels for today will be medium and should come down over the weekend. A calm and foggy morning with a break in the rain is just a fake out. The afternoon will not fall under a heat advisory, but it comes close to it. We get a high temperature of 85 at 1 p.m. That lingers most of the afternoon. Around 2 p.m., chances for a replay of yesterday come right back. Another round of isolated to widespread storms are expected. Make sure your prep is in place. Have a couple gallons of drinking water ready for each member of the household. Charge up your communication devices. Secure anything that may be loose in your yard. The rain gets more intense near dark and lasts all night. We see a low of 68, but again, it will be muggy. Tomorrow, rain is expected all day and we get a high of 81 at 2 p.m. Overnight, more rain, low of 67. Sunday, it gets a tad cooler. A high of only 77 is expected, but you guessed it will be rainy all day, especially in the afternoon. Monday, high of 77 and more rain. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 5:17 a.m., high tide at 10:48 a.m., low tide at 5:14 p.m., and high tide, once again, at 11:10 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 76.4 degrees, and the tide strength will be very low. Sunset today will be at 7:06 p.m., sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:24 a.m. Looking way up, we see X-class flare chances are at 5%. Plasma winds will be slow at 339 kilometers per second with a thin density of 4 protons per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 8 megahertz till dark, then fair across the board overnight. There are no chances of aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 135, and this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. You are listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acreft, Catskill, Hudson, and on the Wavefarm website, wavefarm.org. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and I am not joined with anybody today. Unfortunately, usually this is where my lovely sound engineer, DJ Shamani, would come in, but he's got a little bit of a football game going. I'm not sure how well that's really going, if they actually had that, because all of the, you know, rain, the torrential downpour that just happened, maybe still happening. I'm not even sure how well I'm coming in to your radio systems right now. But, you know, we just chilling. We live in our best lives. And because of the storm, by the way, if you saw on the description, I was supposed to be interviewing a member of the community who runs a co-op of a bunch of, like, they sell organic food. They have really good locally resourced ingredients, ice cream that's so good, and they're on Main Street. I'll look that up. I'll give you guys the address, since she is not going to be joining us today, and talk about it a little bit more right after I get into this lovely song, and I will be playing you Into Africa by Toto.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM. WGXC. Broadcasting Agra, Catskill, Hudson, and on the Wavefarm website, wavefarm.org. Today, we were supposed to have a guest, but unfortunately, it started storming. And it started storming. Heavy day, I mind you. Sorry for the technical difficulties there. But yeah, we were going to interview a guest from this local food co-op that donates a lot of food, gets a lot of donations from other places, and they're a super cool place. They're on 23 Church Street, Catskill, New York, 12414, and they're open every Wednesday to Sunday from 1 to 6 p.m. They sell really good ice cream with locally sourced ingredients from upstate New York. I've tried it personally. It's really good. Catskill Clubhouse is planning to do an event with them that we have in wraps. We're going to probably do it on either the winter solstice, a fall equinox, on one of those dates, so on the 21st or 23rd. And yeah, it's going to be really cool. There's going to be a lot of really nice food. There's going to be some music too. I might be performing, we'll see. But yeah, I just wanted to say that, since our guest was unfortunately unable to make it due to, the weather. It's not their fault. Only if you could control the weather. But you can't control much in life, but that's okay. Listen, we're going to get a little bit, I might mispronounce this word, philosophical. I tried my best. We're going to get a little bit deep. You can make fun of me. I'm 14, this is deep. I'm not actually 14. I am Gen Z. But I try to be wise as much as I can. I'm only 17, and I'm running the show thanks to Clubhouse. We are a non-profit organization, a drop-in center, funded by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. And we really accept anybody if they want to come on by. The best parallel I can say is it's pretty much a community center. With school starting up, we help kids with school if they are struggling in a class, or even if they aren't struggling and need some extra help, we'll help tutor them. We do music programs. We're having this music program called Trax, T-R-A-X, and it's starting up soon in the fall, and we teach people how to perform, how to play instruments, how to dance, how to write poetry, if that's what they want, anything related to the arts. At the end of the performance, at the end of the track session, we do a performance where we use everything we learned. We let the people participating really pick what they want to do, and there's this, corny but endearing emphasis on working together. And this is going to be at 455 Main Street, hey, I got it off the top of my head, 455 Main Street, Catskill, New York. And you can stop on by. We're open on the weekdays, and we're going to be open on Saturday soon. But right now, it's only the weekdays from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Hours vary depending on events, because we also do some field trips, we tend to do that more in the summer, but we also do like college visits during the school year. Every Friday, we go on radio. And that is what I am doing here. And we invite all the youth and anybody else who wants to go on radio. We help hook people up with other, mental health resources. We provide Narcan, fentanyl test strips, xylazine test strips. And we also can hook people up with, classes for CPR and stuff like that. And this is all free, no cost to you. We also have a kitchen that you can just come on in, make some ramen, make whatever food you want. Right now, we got some mozzarella sticks, some nice, good chicken tenders. It's pretty chill here, It's a community center. So if you don't have anything to do after a school day, or if you know somebody who doesn't have much to do, you can send them on our way. We also have one on Warren Street in Hudson. And, it's pretty much run the same way. I believe the hours are the same, 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. They offer the same things, and as well a variety of other things as well. We run the radio show down here in Catskill. That's one thing they don't have, but they also do some other stuff, like Waterfront Wednesdays during the summer, which is in Hudson, by the waterfront, if you couldn't have guessed. And yeah, so that's kind of what we're all about, to give you some context. And once again, for everybody listening, you are listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. And if you have any questions, or even would like to be on the show yourself, hit us up at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. And I'm going to say that one more time, ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. And it's R as in O-U-R, not A-R-E, because it's just as much your show as it is ours. And today, you know, as I was talking about before, we're going to get into some philosophy, you know, a little bit of Zen. And if you don't know what Zen is, I am not personally one to describe it to you, so that is why I have this story. These are from 101 Zen Stories. Sorry, I'm just getting some information on the author by Nyogen Senzaki. I did not pronounce that right. I am so sorry, sir or madam, whoever you are. I mispronounced your name. But yeah, it's 101 Zen Stories. It's a book by Nyogen Senzaki. I think I did a little bit better that time. But to explain Zen, here's this little story written by him. Nan-in, who, listen, this is gonna be a little bit, might be a little bit rude to them, but I'm gonna translate their names to some more, American names, just so I don't butcher the pronunciation. I'm trying to do this out of respect, because all of these names, like Nupa, Shaki, I personally can't pronounce that, so I'm going to be substituting with just some more, you know, local American names. Not because America is, like, all that or super, super cool or everything. I have no opinion on that. But, you know, just so it doesn't impede anybody's understanding when I butcher a pronunciation. But, yeah, so John, his name isn't John, but John, a Japanese master during the Meiji era, which was actually 1868 to 1912. In our calendar, received a university professor who came to inquire about Zen. And then John served tea. He poured his visitor's cup full and then kept on pouring. And the professor watched the overflow until he could no longer restrain himself. "It is overfull. No more will go in. You are making a mess," he exclaims. "But like this cup," John replied, "you are full of your own opinions and speculations. How can I show you Zen unless you first empty your cup?" So, that's kind of what it's about. It's a little bit like a heightened sense of awareness you can almost achieve by meditating, by, you know, studying some of these stories. It's a little bit of a spiritual thing, so if that's not your thing, that's totally fine. We are actually going to be playing you into some AJR. We're going to be playing Karma by AJR. And then, when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit more about it. But, yeah, 6:30 break. If there is a 6:30 news update, I will be playing that. But once again, you are listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson.
I've been so good, I've been helpful and friendly. I've been so good, why am I feeling empty? I've been so good this year. I've been so good, but it's still getting harder. I've been so good, why am I feeling karma? I've been so good this year. Days and nights are filled with disappointments. Fine. Oh no, everything's fine. I'm not sure why I booked today's appointment. I've been so good, I've been helpful and friendly. I've been so good, why am I feeling empty? I've been so good this year. I've been so good this year.
patience. Stressed out, I've been so good, I've been so good this year. And I've been so good, but it's still getting harder. I've been so good, why am I feeling normal? I've been so good, I've been so good this year. Of why I'm so hollow, please give me instructions. I promise I'll follow. I tripped on my ankle and fractured my elbow, but doesn't that mean that the tour's gonna sell? Though I try to explain the good faith that's been wasted, but after an hour it sounds like complaining. Wait, don't go away, can I lie here forever? You say that I'm better, why don't I feel better? The universe works in mysterious ways, but I'm starting to think it ain't working for me. Should I be good? Should I be good this year?
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio for a short intermission. I just wanted to say that was Karma by EJR. It was a clean version because, you know, clean versions are what we air due to our guidelines. But it was a little bit altered and a little bit unoriginal to the original Karma by EJR. If you want to check it out, I feel like his voice was pitched up just a little bit. As a personal AJR connoisseur, I'm a huge fan of them. I just had to get that nitpick out of the way. But yeah, we are going to go into The View Between Villages by Noah Kahan. And then after that, we will come into some more Zen stories. And if you don't know what a Zen story is, don't worry, I got you. I'll explain everything. But one more time, you are listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson.
As the last of the bugs leave their homes again, and I'm splitting the road down the middle for a minute. The world seems so simple. Feel the rush of my blood. 17 again. I am not scared of death. I've got dreams again. It's just me in the curve of the valley, and there is me. Oh,
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and I would normally be joined by my lovely sound engineer, DJ Shamani, but he is at a football game. I almost said faceball. You know, that'd be a fun alteration. You know, football or soccer even. But you can only use your head. That would definitely get you a concussion. But anyway, enough of my nonsense. I'm going to say this one more time. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola. And, you know, we chillin'. We have a nice little vibe here with some thunder. I'm not sure if it's still thundering and raining now. But earlier, it really was. It was pouring down heavy. I'm pretty sure even the,
I was talking with the moon last night.
Excuse me. The, news, the, weather said something about how bad it was raining. I mean, it'd be pretty bad if it didn't, though. But, yeah. We are back. If you don't know what Clubhouse is, we are a drop-in center, pretty much like a community center, run by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. We're funded by them, too. And, you know, we're just like a community center. You can come on in, get yourself something to eat. We do a bunch of programs. I talked about it a bit earlier. So now I'm going to be focused on something called Zen. And Zen is when you're just able to clear your mind and just take in life as it is. It's really hard to explain, so I'm going to read this one Zen story again. I will be changing the names. I'm pretty sure they're of Japanese and other Asian origin, but I cannot pronounce them. So I don't want to disrespect that and pronounce them completely wrong, so I will be localizing them, just turning them into, like, English-American names, just so I don't pronounce them. But John, a Japanese master during the Meiji era, 1868 to 1912, received a visit from a university professor who came to inquire about Zen. Nanin served tea. He poured his visitor's cup full and then kept on pouring. The professor watched the overflow until he could no longer restrain himself. It's filling. It's overfull. It's to the limit. No more will go in. What are you doing? But then John replied, like this cup, you are full of your own opinions and speculations. How can I show you Zen unless you first empty your cup? And almost like how water is still, that is the state of Zen. So, I have a few more stories I'm going to be reading you. This one, it's a little bit out there. It's called The Moon Cannot Be Stolen. That is very true, though. You know, unless in some dystopian future 100 years from now, we conquer the moon and use it as a military base. I don't know why that came to head, but right now, the moon cannot be stolen, and that's how it has been for all of human history. So, Ryoken. I can actually pronounce that one, so we're not going to be localizing it. Ryoken, a Zen master, lived the simplest kind of life in a little hut at the foot of a mountain. One evening, a thief visited the hut, only to discover there was nothing to steal. Ryoken returned and caught him in the act. And instead of reprimanding the thief, he instead calmly approached him and spoke. "You may have come a long way to visit me," he told the thief, "and you should not return empty-handed. Please take my clothes as a gift." The thief was bewildered, and so was everybody listening. You know, somebody stealing from you, you don't even got anything, so you give them your clothes? He took the clothes and he just ran away. He snuck away so nobody could see him as fast as he could. And then Ryoken sat naked, watching the moon from his little hut. "Poor fellow," he mused. "I wish I could give him this beautiful moon." And some Zen masters say that some Zen stories get a little bit ruined when you try to explain it. But just for this one, the others I won't. It's because you have to appreciate what you already have. Or at least that is my understanding, you know. I'm only a 17-year-old kid. I could be completely wrong. But another one of these stories is called The Other Side. One day, a young Buddhist on his journey home came to the banks of a wide river. Staring hopelessly at the great obstacle in front of him, he pondered for hours on just how to cross such a wide barrier. Just as he was about to give up on his pursuit to continue his journey, he saw a great teacher on the other side of the river. The young Buddhist, over to the teacher, says, "Oh, wise one, can you tell me how to get to the other side of this river?" The teacher ponders for a moment, looks up down the river, and yells back, "My son, you are on the other side." You know, a little bit of what we would say now as sarcasm. I don't want to explain it and ruin it, because everybody should have their own interpretations of a story. And this one is called It Will Pass. A student went to his meditation teacher and said, "My meditation is horrible. I feel so distracted. My legs ache. I'm constantly falling asleep. It's just horrible." "It will pass," the teacher said, matter-of-factly. A week later, the student came back to his teacher. "My meditation is wonderful. I feel so aware, so peaceful, so alive. It's just wonderful." The teacher looked back with the same type of face as before. "It will pass." I really like that one. Everybody should have their own interpretation. I think a lot of you should be on my same wavelength. And if you are just tuning in, you are listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. And we are listening to some Zen stories. You know, I wanted to really put some pronunciation on that Z, or if you're British, Z, on that Z because of Zen. But yeah, now we are going to be reading another story. I'm just scrolling through and picking one. Time to Die. You know, wow, that is a really, really morbid one to pick. We will do that one after. I'm going to say the story from my own memory. But this is a Zen story of a teacher and a student. And this is way back in the past. From the feudal, or not feudal era, but like the eras of samurais. I'm not sure of the time period perfectly, but you know, it's in Japan, and there's this teacher and master. And in that time of Japan, there was this thing that certain people of Zen would do, where you just swore a life of chastity, you know, where you have no sexual interactions at all. And on top of that, some back then would take it to a very far point of not even being allowed to touch women. So there is this teacher and student, and they come to the foot of a waterfall. It stretches from the top of the mountain all the way down to the river and keeps on flowing as far as the eye can see. The student and the teacher can get along perfectly, even though it is a little bit difficult for them. But they know they won't have any struggle as they try to cross. But on the foot of this waterfall, on the foot of the, like, part of the water that flows, there's this woman. And she can't get across as easily as these guys at the time because she's in really bad condition. She's a little bit sick. And they have this swore to celibacy. That's the word I was thinking of. Celibacy. So they can't, and it's so extreme they can't even touch this woman. But the teacher, despite this huge vow he has, he just picks the woman up, gives her a piggyback ride across the river. The student didn't like this. That was against the rules in his brain, you know. But since rules are kind of just a concept of us, they just kept walking. He didn't say anything. So, you know, he didn't decide to speak on it. But a little bit further down the same path they were walking on, the teacher can tell something is upsetting him. So he says to the student, "Speak. What is on your mind? Why are you so upset?" And the student says, "You broke your swore to celibacy. You touched this woman. You carried her on your back to get across the river." And the teacher said to the student, "Right now, you're the only one who's still carrying her." So, yeah. Without further ado, let's go on to a written one. That was my attempt of reciting one from memory. So it could have been a little butchered. But IQ. See, this is why I'm changing the names. Ike, a Zen master, was very clever, even as a boy. His teacher had a precious teacup. It was a very rare antique. And Ike happened to break this cup. He was gently perplexed. Hearing the footsteps of his teacher, he held the pieces of the cup behind him. When the teacher appeared, Ike said, "Why do people have to die?" "This is natural," explained the older man, the teacher. "Everyone has to die, and just so long to live." Ike, producing the shattered cup, added, "It was time for your cup to die." So yeah, I like a lot of these, because now we almost interpret it as a little bit of sarcasm to achieve the moral, the zen of the story. So what we interpret now as sarcasm was, and still is, kind of a tool, an example to understand of what some of these stories are getting at. So enough of my rambling. The rest of the show is going to be dedicated to music, because, you know, this is a radio. But just 2 more minutes, I want to talk about Clubhouse and what we do. You are listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and we're a drop-in center for youth up to 18, and a little bit beyond that, too, if you're struggling or just need a place to go. You can stop on by. We're just like a community center. We have a kitchen. You can help yourself to the food we have. We are funded by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green, so we have money to buy food and give to the community. Right now, I know we got some nice mozzarella sticks, some chicken tenders I've been eating, some ramen. You know, we got some good stuff. We got some good drinks, too. So come on by if you're hungry, you need food. We also run the community fridge on Main Street. So, you know, keep that in mind. Just if you're trying to think of what we do. But enough about Clubhouse and what we do. I'm going to be playing you into the last bit of radio right after I talk about what the guest would be doing here. So we would have had a guest today, unfortunately, but since the thunderstorm happened, it was very bad. There was a bunch of lightning and thunder. There still might be outside. I can't really tell. I got some headphones on my ears. I'm chilling, talking to you guys. But the hours of the store are Monday and Tuesday. I say store. It's kind of like a co-op. It's on Church Street in Catskill, New York. Excuse me, burp. 23 Church Street, to be specific. If you want to contact them, you can do it at eatcatskill@gmail.com. eatcatskill@gmail.com. gmail.com. Sorry for that mispronunciation, but yeah. Eat Catskill. The name of the place is called Eat. It's not telling you to eat the entire town of Catskill, but that is a good way to remember the website. And they also have a phone number at 3101. Once more, 319-621-3101. And this place has a bunch of really good organic, locally produced food from upstate New York, as well as locally produced ice cream with ingredients locally produced, like eggs from farms up here, milk from farms up here, cream made from milk from farms, you know, up here in New York. So I just wanted to spread that, because we are also doing a little bit of an event on it's either going to be winter solstice or the equinox, so it's either going to be the 21st or 23rd of one of these upcoming months. So yeah, just keep your head out. There's probably going to be some flyers, and I'll also keep you updated. But now, we're finally going to get into the music. I know I've kind of been baiting you guys a little bit. I've been saying, alright, we're getting into the music, and then don't actually get into the music. But we're going to be playing you Into Golden Hour by Jake. And, you know, see you guys later. This is the end of the show, so if you're listening in your car, in your radio, or if you're just listening at home, making a TV dinner, making a microwave hot pocket, you know, you're looking at your clock, you're looking at your clock in your car, you're looking at your clock on your microwave, you're looking at your clock on your phone even, we're approaching the end of our show, so we're going to dedicate it to music, and I'm playing you Into Golden Hour by Jake, spelt G, or, oh my god, Jake, spelt J-V-K-E. Like an upside down A, but yeah, Golden Hour.
It was just two lovers sitting in the car, listening to Blonde, falling for each other. Pink and orange skies, feeling super childish, no Donald Glover. Missed call from my mother, like, where you at tonight? Got no alibi. I was all alone with the love of my life. She's got glitter for skin, my radiant beam in the night. I don't need no light to see you shine. Just two lovers, feet up on the dash, driving nowhere fast, burning through the summer. Radio on blast, make the moment last. She got solar power, minutes feel like hours. She knew she was the baddest. Can you even imagine falling like I did for the love?